You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast number 14. Ordinary foods with extraordinary health benefits. Sorry for the podcast delay, but I am about to launch my first ordinary vegan product, and I have been devoting myself to that project full time. I have a passion and commitment to improving your health, and I believe my project launch will do just that. So stay tuned and make sure you sign up for my newsletter at ordinaryvegan.net for all the details. If you're new to Ordinary Vegan's podcast, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness. A plant-based diet consists of vegetables, grains, legumes like beans and lentils, fruits, and healthy fats like avocado, nuts, and seeds. It excludes all animal protein, including meat, dairy, and eggs. I was thinking over the weekend how much I cherish our ordinary vegan community. Everyone is welcome here. Vegans, vegetarians, part-time vegans, and people who are just trying to improve their health by cutting back on meat and dairy, even one day a week. I embrace you all, and I hope some of these facts that we talk about today will inspire you to add even more plant-based food choices to your diet. My quest is to convert thousands of people, no, make that millions of people, to a plant-based lifestyle, one vegan at a time. And my goal is to spread hope and healing to those of you who need it most. So why eat a plant-based diet? There is a vast amount of people in this world suffering and dying from nutritionally controllable diseases. But because of the troubled state of healthcare and confusion about nutrition, they don't know it. The top 10 leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, lower respiratory diseases, stroke, accidents, and Alzheimer's disease. Did you know the number 3 cause of death is going to the hospital? And not because you were deathly ill. It is because of hospital errors. That's another reason I want to keep you out of the hospital. The United States ranks number 1 in the world in medical care costs, and our quality of care ranks 35 to 40. Not only that, we use the most pharmaceuticals of anyone in the world. Why do we spend so much money and get so little in return in healthcare? And where does nutrition fit in? It doesn't. And people are suffering needlessly and dying from diseases that could be helped, controlled, or even reversed with food. Research shows that 1/3 of all cancers could be prevented by appropriate use of diets. Research shows that 1/3 of all heart disease could be prevented by appropriate use of diets. Research shows 1/3 of all strokes and diabetes could be prevented by appropriate use of diets. Nutrition and food can treat and prevent disease. Don't ever forget, whatever you're suffering from, it isn't your fault. But you can take back your health. And I know you can do it. Even if you do it gradually, you will feel great, look great, and best of all, you will take back your health that was robbed from you because of confusing nutritional information, uninformed doctors, food pyramids, and government standards that were influenced by the food and drug industry. When you cut animal protein from your diet, the benefits are clear. you reduce your risk from heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, Alzheimer's disease, and type 2 diabetes. Even if you're not ready to fully commit yet, you can be part of the growing trend of people who are part-time vegans. Going on a healthy plant-based diet also means you don't have to count calories. Plant-based diets are rich in fruits, grains, vegetables, and legumes, which are high in fiber, take longer to digest, and keeps you feeling full longer. And according to a study by the Journal of General Internal Medicine, people who eat a plant-based diet lose more weight than those who eat meat. Once your body starts enjoying clean, delicious, healthy plant-based recipes, you will never want to return to the standard American diet of meat, cow's milk, cheese, and processed foods. I always say that veganism is a vessel for larger ideas. And what I mean by this is it not only improves your health and wellness, it improves your outlook on life. You are showing compassion for yourself, the environment, and animals, and that kind of positive energy will come back at you. I promise. Now, let's talk about this week's podcast subject, ordinary foods with extraordinary health benefits. Let's start with a beautiful flower called hibiscus. In 2008, a nutrition scientist named Diane McKay tested 65 volunteers with high blood pressure. At the time, people with blood pressure readings of 120 over 80 were at a greater risk factor for heart disease. For 6 weeks, half the group drank 3 cups of hibiscus tea daily. The other group drank a placebo beverage, and all participants were advised to follow their usual diet and activity. The findings showed that the volunteers who drank hibiscus tea had a 7.2 drop in systolic blood pressure. This report, along with many after, supports the idea that drinking hibiscus tea 2 to 3 times a day can play a role in controlling blood pressure. Other clinical studies show that hibiscus tea can also help lower cholesterol because it is high in antioxidants and bioflavonoids. If that wasn't enough, in May 2016, a study titled High Antiviral Effects of Hibiscus Tea revealed that hibiscus tea may be more powerful than pharmaceuticals in combating flu and viruses. Hibiscus tea also has an impressive manganese content. And if you listen to podcast number 3, The Connection Between Diet and Common Types of Mental Health Problems, you may remember that the mineral manganese helps alleviate anxiety and assists in regulating blood sugar levels. So if you suffer from any kind of anxiety or high blood pressure, I highly recommend 2 cups of hibiscus tea a day, 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. I always have a pitcher of hibiscus iced tea in my refrigerator. All I do is boil 2 cups of water, steep 4 or 5 hibiscus tea bags in it for about 10 minutes or longer. Then I add 4 cups of water, some ice, and I refrigerate. I also like to add some sliced oranges. At any rate, you can't go wrong drinking a couple of cups of hibiscus tea a day. The next food with powerful health benefits is called turmeric. There have been over 6,000 peer-reviewed articles published proving the benefits of turmeric and one of its renowned healing compounds called curcumin. If you've never used turmeric, it is a spice that is popular in Indian food. It has a distinctive shade of yellow-orange and an earthy flavor with scents of orange and ginger. It is also a little bitter. Light yellow madras turmeric is most commonly available and used in curries. Ulepi turmeric, which is spelled A-L-L-E-P-P-E-Y, is darker in color due to a higher portion of curcumin. Curcumin is a natural anti-inflammatory compound and is a very strong antioxidant. And in several studies, curcumin has compared favorably to anti-inflammatory pharmaceutical drugs. Other studies have shown that turmeric promotes repair to stem cells in the brain and linked to improved brain function. There is actually hope that the compound could potentially be used in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease in the future. Turmeric dramatically increases the antioxidant capacity of the body by neutralizing free radicals. Free radicals are atoms that damage or kill our cells. There is also a theory that free radicals, particularly the oxidative stress radicals, could be why our bodies age. So, protecting our body from free radicals is extremely important. Turmeric has also been found to help with stiff joints and regulate and balance cholesterol levels. It's also great for digestion. There are so many ways to use turmeric. It is delicious tossed with roasted vegetables. You can add it to rice. You can use it in soups or simmer turmeric with non-dairy milk and a little maple syrup for a comforting tea. And, of course, in any curry dish. Use of turmeric in recipes can also help retain the beta carotene in certain foods. For example, one study has shown that the beta carotene in carrots, squash, and pumpkins is better retained when those vegetables are cooked with turmeric. The amount of turmeric that you need to reap the health benefits is not a lot. One teaspoon a day should do it. Always remember, more is not always better, and I never recommend supplementing unless you have a deficiency that has been discovered by a blood test. So, I don't recommend turmeric supplements. The next food is one of my favorites, garlic. Garlic contains more than 70 active phytochemicals, including allicin, and according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, allicin decreases blood pressure. High consumption of garlic lowered rates of ovarian, colorectal, and other cancers. Like turmeric, garlic has the ability to protect the nervous and cardiovascular systems from free radical damage called oxidative damage. It can also naturally lower cholesterol and increase energy levels. To reap all the health benefits of garlic, a 2007 study from Argentina suggests crushing the cloves and letting them stand for 30 minutes before heating them. They contend that this helps activate and preserve the health-protecting compounds. If you're worried about garlic breath, chew a piece of parsley after a meal, or eat a couple of pieces of raw apple, which acts as a natural deodorant to the bad breath-causing sulfides in garlic. You can also drink a glass of green tea. The next ingredient is apple cider vinegar. Unfiltered, organic apple cider vinegar is loaded with raw enzymes and beneficial bacteria. Beneficial bacteria can kill pathogens which can promote disease. A study from Arizona State University demonstrated that apple cider vinegar, when taken before eating, helps improve insulin sensitivity and lowers glucose levels. apple cider vinegar is also an anti-inflammatory. Many people gargle with diluted apple cider vinegar to kill bacteria in the throat that may cause illnesses such as strep throat. You could also drink 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar mixed in a small glass of warm water to fight harmful bacteria in the intestines. It is also known to relieve sinus pressure. All you do is add 2 to 3 tablespoons to a cup of hot water or tea 3 times a day, and this should help relieve mucus, sinus congestion, and sinus pressure. Back in the 4th century, Hippocrates, famous for his quote, "Let the food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food," prescribed apple cider vinegar for coughs and colds. If you don't particularly want to drink apple cider vinegar, you can also use it in so many recipes. I especially like it as a vinaigrette over roasted vegetables or over greens. Apple cider vinegar is just another example of a simple, profoundly healthy, and readily available healing food. The last ingredient I would like to mention is cinnamon. As many of you know, cinnamon is a spice that is made from the inner bark of trees. Cinnamon, like the spice turmeric, is loaded with antioxidants. And remember, those antioxidants protect the body from oxidative damage caused by free radicals. Cinnamon has anti-inflammatory properties, which helps lower the risk of disease. Cinnamon has been linked with reduced risk of heart disease and can help reduce levels of total cholesterol. Cinnamon can also lower blood sugar levels and has a powerful anti-diabetic effect because it slows the breakdown of carbohydrates in the digestive tract, and a compound in cinnamon can act on cells by mimicking insulin. And very importantly, to anyone who worries about Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, 2 compounds found in cinnamon appear to inhibit the buildup of tau protein in the brain. When tau proteins become defective in fil, you can develop pathologies of the nervous system like Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. Other studies have suggested that cinnamon extracts may protect against cancer. Cinnamon can also fight bacterial infections. Wow, that's a powerhouse of nutrients. When you buy cinnamon, it is best to use Ceylon, which is true cinnamon. That is spelled Ceylon. The cassia variety contains amounts of a compound called coumarin, which is believed to be harmful in large doses. In 2013, studies began linking coumarin to a higher risk of liver cancer. True cinnamon, Ceylon, has very little coumarin, and cassia cinnamon powder has up to 63 times more coumarin. So those are just a few surprising ingredients that can take your health and wellness to another level. Vegetables, grains, nuts, seeds, legumes like lentils and beans should also be added to your diet to augment the addition of turmeric, hibiscus, garlic, and cinnamon. Before I go today, I wanted to share the most delicious recipe with you. Yesterday, I was invited to the home of Rema Gopinath for a little lesson in Indian cooking. Well, the food was divine, and with Rema's permission, I wanted to share one of her recipes called chole. So let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and get started. Here are the ingredients you need. 1 15-ounce box of garbanzo beans, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, one onion cut into big pieces, 1 half-inch piece of ginger, peeled and chopped, 1 teaspoonful of cumin seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 teaspoons of coriander powder, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of garam masala, and 1 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1 cup of chopped tomatoes, salt to taste, 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. I know that sounds like a lot of spices, but trust me, it was perfection. And here is what you do. You put the onions and ginger in a food processor and grind it to a paste. I have never seen anyone do that before, and I found that really interesting, and I plan to experiment with that quite a bit. In a medium saucepan, heat the oil over medium heat. Then add the cumin seeds. When they start spluttering, is that a word? I hope so. Add the onion and ginger paste. Stir the paste and cook until the paste turns light brown. Don't let it burn. Next, add the turmeric, cumin powder, coriander powder, cayenne, and salt. And keep on stirring for about 2 minutes till it's well blended. Then add the tomatoes and bring the mixture to a boil. Turn the heat down and let it simmer for 10 minutes. Then add the garbanzo beans and cook for another 10 minutes, stirring often. Add the garam masala and cook for 2 minutes. Taste and adjust for salt, and then season it with the cilantro and lemon juice. Stir and serve over rice. That makes about 4 servings. Thank you, Rema, for sharing and for the great lesson in cooking Indian food. I really appreciated it. That is it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I appreciate your support. If you have any questions, please email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Or leave me a voice message at ordinaryvegan.net. If you get a minute, please write a review on iTunes, because the more reviews the podcast gets, the more prominently it will be featured in iTunes, which means reaching more people with our plant-based message. I will post an iTunes link in this week's show notes located at ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks for joining us on this adventure. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's free recipes and plant-based tips. All the links to this week's studies and Rema's fabulous recipe will be in this week's show notes. Thank you. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.